Well, Republican Senator Kit Bond returned to Missouri Monday night and told reporters the financial woes facing America were, quote, a real crisis, end quote. Tonight, Senator Bond and his colleagues will get their turn to fix the crisis. Here to talk about what the Senate has planned is the senior senator from Missouri, Kit Bond. Senator, thank you so much for joining us this morning. A lot has changed in the past couple of days. Talk to me about some of the new legislation that is going to be proposed in this bill.
One of the things that was added to the bill that I think is very important, and I made a long speech on the Senate floor about it yesterday, was upping the limit on the federal deposit insurance for banks. Right now, they only insure up to $100,000. And we have heard, and generally, and I've heard specifically from a broker in Missouri who is talking about small businesses moving their deposits over $100,000 into treasury bills. And that means a significant drop in the lending ability of banks on Main Street. This is only one of the challenges that the current credit crisis is presenting to Main Street. That's what I'm interested in, because the credit crunch is starting to have an impact all across America on Main Street. Farmers won't be able to get loans. Small businesses are folding. It's possible that some people may not get paychecks if their employers or the payroll processing company cannot get the short-term loans that they need to make payrolls.
You know, Senator, I'm so glad that you're bringing up those Main Street issues, because I think that's been one of the problems about this bill, is that Main Street really hasn't seen enough demonstration of why this should matter to them. Do you think enough progress has been made? When you talk to your constituents when you went home, what did they say to you?
When I explained it to them that this was not bailing out Wall Street, this was saving Main Street from a crisis that really originated from bad home loans that were made throughout the country. The problem came from Main Street. It came from New York areas. And the tidal wave of credit crunch is threatening to engulf all of America. And we face a significant downturn. It's going to hit people in the rural areas, in the cities in Missouri. When I explained to them the dangers, they were first skeptical about golden parachutes and excessive compensation. Well, the bill addresses those. It provides the ability to put limits on or cut golden parachutes, limit executive compensation.
Right.
And when I explained that the dangers of the credit crunch, that we all depend upon credit, they understood, and they said, yes, we don't like the idea, and none of us like the idea.
Yeah, you know, Senator,
but we believe we have to do it.
You know, Senator, listen, you know, it's this comes at a very difficult time, and I realize that for many senators and many congressmen, it's not good or comfortable to swallow the pain of the fact that the economy is in this kind of trouble, particularly at a year when all the members of the House stand for re-election and a third of the Senate. Will the Senate set the tone tonight, though, and make the decision that will help make it easier for the House members?
I would hope so. The last count I heard was that we should be able to pass the bill in the Senate with good, strong, bipartisan majorities, both from the Democrats and the Republicans. I hope this will, and the changes in the bill, will enable the House to pass it, because we need to do it. We need to do it now. Every day that goes by, we see the impact. You may see it most obviously in the drop in the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ on Monday. But this has a potential really of sweeping throughout the country. So I think the time is late, but I believe with these new changes, and I hope a strong vote from the Senate, we will get it on the way to the House where it should pass.
All right, Senator Kit Bond, great pleasure having you with us this morning. Thank you for breaking it down in great, simple terms. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.